time to recap Redalo County Commissioners from the first meeting from the month of November in our studios. County Commissioner Earl McNutt, how you doing, sir?
Not too bad, Rich. You're sitting there doing that, listening to you do the interview there, and it's good to see an area team still active here. Yeah. But just want to throw congratulations out there to all the teams last week. I know a lot of young ladies were down Lincoln, and we wish they could have obviously played a little longer than they did, but congratulations to all of them on some fantastic seasons, as well as the McCook Bison football team also. Everybody yeah. fell a little short, but that's just part of the game. It's a case where somebody wins and somebody loses, and it's just a tribute to everybody involved on the seasons they had anyway. So
you bet. Always like to have some teams kind of go in the postseason state tournament and trying to make a run. And if they don't, hey, that's okay. They made it down there.
Yeah, that's the main thing for sure. It's quite an accomplishment to get to that level. And, they should be proud of that for sure anyway. But, yeah, here we are starting November. And, the next couple days are almost like early fall-like weather here, but then later in the week, a drastic change is coming.
Get the extra thick thermal underwear off. You're getting out, not off, but on. Yeah. You're gonna need it.
You'll definitely want to have a little extra clothing on to stay warm, it sounds like, anyway, but that's certainly expected this time of year anyway.
And of course, today's big day, election day today.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on, and hopefully everybody gets out and votes. There's a lot of key issues on our ballots there to be addressed, and certainly this is everybody's chance to voice their opinion by going out to the polls anyway. So
let's get to the agenda from yesterday morning. We'll start first. Anything on citizens' comments?
We did have a couple people present. One, obviously, Ted Gans. He was just there to sit in on the meeting. Obviously, he will be a future board member come January there. The other person was Dale Stritt, an ex-county employee, a road department employee in District Number 2. And he'd been just following some of the discussions we've had on bridges here the last few weeks. And he just thought on one in particular up north of Bartley, a District 2 project that he would be very familiar with. He just wanted to express to Commissioner Dean that he felt like maybe a box culvert would be a little too much of an added expense for the situation involved, with the fact that over the years there's been many culverts put up and downstream from this particular bridge project location, and just looking out for the county and spending how the money dollars are spent anyway. So no big controversy, but just wanted to express his feelings anyway.
Review miscellaneous accounts payable claims.
And obviously, first Monday of the month, and just not a whole lot there to look at. So,
moving on, the Board of Equalization meeting, Krista Correll, assessor, on renewing Central Plains valuation.
Yes, the first agenda item was a Board of Equalization matter, so obviously turned the meeting over to Randy Dean, the BOE chair. Krista Correll, Red Willow County Assessor, was delegating her duties yesterday. She sent Deputy County Assessor Lori Stevens up to talk to us there, and it was a pretty simple contract, renewing a contract with Central Plains Valuation. What they're doing is reviewing all of our commercial properties. Last year was the first year we'd brought them on board to do our commercial property. In years past, we'd always use standard appraisals, and due to some significant cost savings, we changed companies. But this year, they come back with a new contract, not to exceed $20,000, to go ahead and finish up all their work in Red Willow County on the commercial properties, and try to get everything finalized in that way. Their base hour rate's $125 per hour, and then there's some additional costs depending on the work performed there, but certainly the grand total would not exceed that $20,000. So we did approve that, so the assessor's office is good to have them continue working.
Board of Commissioners meeting reconvened after that, and a visit from Health Department Director Brandy Bird on flooring.
Yes, there's been a lot of discussion. I know last spring, I believe Brandy said it was last May, she was in and talked to the board about some different items. I know at that time we were discussing some different things we could do with ARPA funds, and at that time we did approve the generator project, which, you know, with the supply chain the way it is, that's obviously the final date on that of completion has been pushed back quite a ways there. But she also had looked at some flooring at that time, and at that point in time, to redo the entire space in her health department, it was going to be approximately $7,685. She did come back yesterday with a new updated estimate. That estimate was $8,035, so just a little over $300 increase there. But after a lot of discussion, not knowing how all the spending will take place over the next few months with the projects that we've already committed to, we did go ahead and table this issue so that hopefully Brandy can bring it back once July hits there and see if we can't break some money loose there. We're going to be probably borderline on approaching the $750,000 expenditure mark as far as when it triggers a federal audit, so we're certainly trying to avoid that. So with everything that's been spent and the projects that have been allocated, I know obviously one of the biggest ones is the work on the ag complex itself at the fairgrounds. That project alone is going to be $250,000. We will be getting close to that, so that was the major purpose of delaying any future spending at this point in time on the health department.
Next up, Treasurer Crystal Dack on reports of collected and uncollected distress warrants.
That's correct. Crystal Dack, Red Willow County Treasurer, was in. And this was simply for our information. There is no action taken, but she had advertised 53 uncollected distress warrants. These were advertised on October 31st, 2022. The total amount of these is $63,259.58. And this is all in regards to personal property. No doubt, once people get notice of this, a lot of these typically do get paid off there, and certainly we expect that to take place again. I believe last year we had, I'm just going to throw numbers here, but we were 60-some uncollected distress warrants, and out of all those, I believe everything but 12 of them were paid up. So just to give an example, there will be quite a majority of these that do get paid. So we did approve that and ready to go.
Also, Paul Wood, county attorney, visit from Paul on pending litigation.
That's correct. And obviously, first Monday of the month, Paul Wood is always very busy in district court there. So he was unable to attend. So we had deputy county attorney Phil Lyons in. And what this is, there's been a suit that was filed against all county clerks in Nebraska, also against the governor and many other state officials. It's in regards to potential election fraud from the 2020 election, if you can imagine that. And all our action was yesterday was to approve an agreement authorizing EMC, our insurance agent, to work with Baylor Evan and other defenses across the state. No doubt not all counties have the same insurance agents, so we need to have them all in contract to work together. So that was pretty simple, that we just are allowing that to happen so this can be a smooth transition. And it's not just the state of Nebraska, it's all the states in general that are being sued over this. So it's, you know, it's just part of this crazy election scandal stuff that we hear in the news media all the time, and it'll get worked out, and I'm sure hopefully and all the county clerk's favors.
Set November 28th at 9:30, date and time to open Greater Blade bids.
That's correct. I kind of told Ted yesterday there, I said I really intended on just putting this off till after the first of the year and let the new board handle this, but a couple of the crews have notified me that they're definitely getting low on these supplies. And this is really a case where, you know, in the past few years, we've been able to go almost 2 years at a time, and then we do purchase a semi-load of Greater Blades to take care of all three districts there. The last time we did this was in March of 21, so we're not too far off of that two-year time frame. So we did go ahead and set the date of November 28th, 2022 at 9:30 a.m. is the date and time in which we'll receive bids to receive and open these bids for Greater Blades there. And really, you know, just like other items we've already discussed this morning, we do not know how the supply chain's going to be working. So it's probably pretty important that we go ahead and get this purchase made there. It is a budgeted item that we got on the books there, so it's nothing out of the ordinary, just a procedure we need to go through. So specifications have been put out, and we'll take care of it.
Next up, the consent agenda. You have a couple of items there as well, too.
Yeah, we actually had five items there. The first, obviously, approving minutes from previous Board of Commissioners meetings is a housekeeping matter each and every week. Second item, approve accounts payable claims I related to earlier. Pretty small here, $12,409.77. All of this was health insurance-related claims. The third item, we need chairman's signature on two county road occupancy agreements with McCook Public Power. The first one was they're boring across road drive 391. This is between road 719 and 720, just northeast into District 2. And then the second one is northwest of McCook. They will be burying an electric line for approximately 1.5 miles up road 379. Going north from road 721. So we did approve both of those applications there. The fourth item, obviously, when you look at the calendars, the holidays are falling on Sundays there, which with floating holidays transitioned into that Monday. We needed to move payroll to December 19th of 2022 due to the Christmas holiday, which means after December 19th, there will be no more board meetings in the month of December. And then the final item, I know we've talked about this, but Greg Holthus, our custodian, just gave us a letter of resignation. His date of retirement or termination is December 2nd. He's served the county for 32 years in that position and has done an excellent job, and we'll definitely miss him. But he just wanted to give us that official notification, and I certainly, on a personal standpoint, just want to thank him for those services and all the years he's put in there. Moving on, then we had some correspondence items. The first one was just a thank you from McCook Economic Development Corporation. I know we've had quite a few discussions on all the activity they got going on over the last month, but we have continued our contributions, and then also gave an additional contribution here a couple weeks ago on their housing project. So this was just a big shout out of thanks for our support. The second item, Nebraska Department of Environment and Energy. There's an application for a major modification for Powerline Dairy. We all know that back in the middle 90s, there was a couple of dairies that come into Red Willow County. This is the East Dairy, and their original applications calls for 3,200 head of cattle, 500 head of calves. But there are some issues with their holding ponds that need to be addressed there and to fall into the proper guidelines with this application. So therefore, this is just simply notice that there's a 30-day comment period for the county board to make any remarks. The next item, Nebraska Department of Natural Resources, closing of the Slagle Reservoir. And this is a tough one to figure out. I mean, this reservoir, we get a lot of inspections off and on, but it's basically, it strictly fills off of just rainwater and snow. It's been obviously dry all this entire year, but their remarks here is that we cannot store any additional water until further notice by the Department of Natural Resources. Now, how we restrict any water from coming into that if we would happen to get a nice rain is beyond my imagination, but you know, this is what the report said, so we accepted that and put it on file. And then the final thing in correspondence was domestic abuse. Another thank you for our $10,601 contribution there. And then finally, we wrap it up with the sheriff's monthly revenue report and the district court clerk's monthly revenue reports. Obviously, the sheriff's is all of his paperwork for the past month. So, a lot of items on the agenda yesterday. Nothing too controversial or anything that took up a lot of time, but still a good meeting.
Four Mondays in the month of November, plan on pretty much a meeting for each time?
Absolutely. A couple notices there. Number one, obviously, this Friday's Veterans Day, so want to let everybody know that the courthouse will be closed on that particular day. Another item there, I do have a locate that will be ready to go tomorrow on Road 713, just south of McCook here, going west from what was known as the old District 8 schoolhouse. We're going to have that road closed for a couple hours for a repair to remove and install a new culvert there. So just anybody listening out there will have signs up, but certainly might want to avoid that road in the middle part of the day for any traffic there. So with that, you know, we're winding down the year here. So,
by the way, somebody had a birthday the other day.
I don't know who that was.
You got this, and that it was on Sunday, right?
Mine was a week ago.
Oh, it was Wednesday. Week. That's right. I kept thinking it was, never mind. Yeah. Yeah. I get my dates all mixed up.
This is the time of year there's a lot of stuff going on. I know October 27th was our anniversary, and then we went to Omaha and kind of celebrated that by going to a concert there.
That's right. Yeah.
And then last Wednesday was my birthday, and this Wednesday's our son's birthday, so Josh will be celebrating a birthday there. So yeah, just lots of things going on.
Lots of birthdays.
Then I throw in a niece in there, and
sure, it's at that time where a lot of birthday cards are going out, aren't they?
Yeah, I try not to advertise my birthdays too much because you know I am getting a little bit older.
No, absolutely not, Earl. Not a bit. Well, I'm glad you had a good birthday.
I was fine. Yes.
Again, folks can sit in on the county commissioners meeting every Monday morning at the courthouse at 9 o'clock, can't they?
Yes, we certainly welcome people to attend for no other reason, just sit there and watch us take care of business. But certainly, we're trying to do the best to take care of the people's business there.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thanks a lot.
We'll see you next Tuesday.
All right.